It is Monday, and that means it's time for good news. And there is no one else that I trust with good news as much as I trust Brent Lindekew. He's the good things guy. He has an award-winning website. He has one of the most popular podcasts in the country. Happens every single Tuesday at 7:30, I think. But he will tell us more. He's on the line from his house in Johannesburg because he believes that there's always a bit of good, and I need help finding it today. Hello, Brent.
Daddy, there is always good. Come on. We gotta keep the hope alive.
I'm
It's
over it. I'm over
I
it.
know Mondays are hard, actually. You're allowed to feel your feelings. I'm not gonna be that ray of sunshine. You know, there's nothing worse than when you're feeling really, really, really not lacquer, and then you've got that crazy person standing with jazz hands trying to inspire you to feel different. So you feel however you want to feel, Danny. But I have hope that tomorrow will be a better day for you. So that's that. I live in that hope.
Why do you know something that we don't know?
No, that's how rumors start. That's exactly how rumors start.
Gonna title the article that I'm gonna write, The Good Things Guy Knows Things.
Oh yeah, that's how rumors start. So let's start off this whole show by going, no, I don't know. I don't know anything. I'm not in bed with anybody in the government. I am hopeful though. I just, you know, it's been a couple of weeks now that we've been in level four and we haven't really heard from the president in a while. So I feel like this week something's going to happen, but I'm not sure what. And I don't want to say, yes, we're going to go down to level three, because you never ever know. And again, the easiest way to make yourself go mad during this time is if you put like a date onto something. So if we go, yes, I'm so excited, on Thursday we might go down to level three, and then it doesn't happen, it'll just make you go crazy and be heartbroken and more angry. So I don't know anything. I just live in the hope that more people are looking after themselves and being healthy, and hopefully we'll get back to work and making money, all while being self-isolating and safe.
How long has it been? I don't even know what year I'm in anymore.
So this is now the 7th week of lockdown in the country, and for a lot of us, it's actually the 10th week of being in self-isolation, because many South Africans started staying at home about 3 weeks before lockdown actually happened. So for a lot of people, it's been a long time that they've been in their houses and on their own. And quite funny enough, I read an article that spoke about Antarctica and the scientists that go there, and how we all suffer with different psychological effects of being in self-isolation and away from our normal. And apparently the phase that we're going through now in South Africa is one of anxiety, heavy anxiety, and also paranoia, which starts to kick in, which is very interesting, because as soon as you can realize that those two feelings are happening in your mind, you're almost able to control them.
Wow, I can't actually believe you said that, because over the weekend, and I'm not even going to joke, I got really anxious, and then I started to feel a little bit paranoid about things that I'd said and I'd done. And I actually said to Phil, I was like, I think I'm losing it. I think I'm becoming like proper para. And he laughed
Yeah, no, it's
in
not
a
you.
way. But now it's all of us.
It's not
Right?
you. It's all of us. It's psychologically. The article went on to explain, like, a simple thing will happen where, and they brought it into 2020 terms, where they said a WhatsApp group that you might be on, the conversation might feel different, and your immediate reaction to that will be that you believe there's a secondary WhatsApp group speaking about you, because the anxiety and paranoia is the most heightened right now. And that's exactly what
Speak
we're
to my
going through.
husband.
Say that again.
Did you speak to Phil about me? Because I feel like, as much as I have
No.
paranoia, I feel like this is exactly what's happening to me.
Well, I'm just thankful that I can help you through this, even not having a psychological degree.
Wow. Okay. So we're okay, actually.
We're okay. We're all going through something really, really traumatic. And I know that sounds completely over the top, but the removal of normalcy can make one feel crazy. and the reality that, you know, Mother's Day was yesterday, and many of us didn't get to spend the day with our moms. Mm-hmm. I was incredibly heartbroken. I think I phoned my mom about 17 times yesterday, just because in a normal time, in a normal space, without a COVID-19 pandemic, I would have made her a really nice lunch and spent the day with her and just been with mom. Yeah. And that removal of normalcy is traumatic. It's a real trauma that we're going through. So yes, you're not going mad. Just acknowledge that the paranoia and the anxiety is coming from a place that is almost you can't control. And it's part of this COVID-19 pandemic lockdown. And once you can sit with those feelings and understand where they're coming from, they're a lot easier to deal with.
That's incredible. I think you've just cured my paranoia. Now I don't care what people think of me.
That's the Danny we know and love.
I'm like, oh, okay, it's them, not me. Okay, well, whatever, carry on. Anyway. Let's talk about something good. Okay, good, but also cried my eyes out yesterday.
I know what you're going to talk about.
Oh, on goodthingsguy.com. And it just made me feel horrible, terrible, wonderful, loved, beautiful, thankful, grateful, and then horrible again. The headline is, pets line up as woman dishes out cooked meals to hungry animals. And they're standing in a line, Brent. The dogs are standing in a line.
Yeah, it's really tragic. And we've reported on quite a few stories about organizations that are specifically looking after pets during this time. So what we need to understand in South Africa, I mean, the stat keeps changing and we keep getting different numbers. But as far as I know, we sit around 60% of our population that live below the poverty line. 60%, 60, which means that they make money day to day and they're able to get through day to day normally. But with the COVID-19 pandemic taking place and specifically the lockdown, these people are no longer able to make the little bit of money that they did on a day to day basis. And some of their nearest and dearest family members who help them get through life normally, the dogs and cats and pets that they have, they are the ones that are suffering because all of a sudden there's no food for mom and dad or the kids or the pets. And a lot of the organizations have been helping with food parcels for families, specifically Maizena. I mean, what's in there is a food pack to get a human being through the next, at first it was supposed to be 21 days, and the pets were overlooked. And then all of a sudden, after a couple of days and weeks, these organizations started popping up that were specifically helping the dogs and cats. And this organization specifically that we're speaking about is in Cape Town. It's called One Kennel at a Time. And this woman, she's going around the different townships and physically feeding the animals. And it is both heartwarming and absolutely heartbreaking. My pets are so spoiled. Mm-hmm. As are yours, Danny. And I could never imagine my little babies going without a meal for one day, let alone some of these dogs that haven't had food in like a week.
Well, I think that the lockdown psychosis has hit me hard because yesterday we do like a full cooked meal of all the leftovers from the week, whatever, for the dogs every Sunday. Yesterday, while they were eating it, I was telling them about their brothers and sisters in Cape Town and their cousins in Cape Town and how lucky and grateful they should be. And all the while, I'm standing in the middle of my garden crying my eyes out. So I completely understand. I completely, you know, it's one of the worst things to think of other animals, people, other souls on this planet growing super hungry while you have. And I think that's also a lot of the reason that we're all feeling so anxious is because we have guilt.
Completely, 100%. Yeah. And if the listeners want to go and see the photos, just remember that they are both heartwarming and heartbreaking. But you'll see these little animals, these little pets, these beautiful souls that are physically, I'm not even, Danny wasn't joking when they said they were in a line. They stand in a line to get the food. And there's one picture specifically that just completely tore at my heartstrings. And it was the little cat. Yes. It was the cat that was on its hind legs, taking food from this woman. And then you realize, man, this is a lot bigger than me.
Yep. And the dog standing very patiently behind the cat waiting for its turn.
It's mad, right?
Pictures are beautiful. And I've got to take my hat off to these incredible men and women who are doing this. And, you know, if there's anything that we can do to help Brent, you got to let us know.
I mean, even specifically this article, if you're looking for it, just go and onto goodthingsguy.com and either search for One Kennel at a Time or search for Pets Line Up as Women Dishes Out Cooked Meals. And in that article, you will see a link directly to the foundation. If it touches your heartstrings and you want to help and you have an extra 10 Rand, you can literally go and just support a little bit. This is one woman that's trying to make a difference, and she certainly is.
She's incredible, and I love her. And when this ends at some point in 2084, I'm going to go and find her, and I'm going to hug her.
In 2084. I like the positivity there.
Okay, but speaking of positivity, there is actually something positive. And when lockdown was happening across the world, we were seeing lots of articles about dolphins and penguins and bears and stuff coming back into spaces where nature had kind of been taken over by human beings. And now you shared an article that it's not just overseas, it's also here.
Yeah, so a team of scientists, both local and international, they say that our air pollution levels have dropped by almost half in some parts of South Africa during the first 6 weeks of the COVID-19 lockdown. To give you an idea, I can see Sandton from my house. I can see buildings in Sandton from my house in four ways. And I've never been able to see that before. I've never been able to see that view. And the reality is there's many people, if you step outside and maybe elevate yourself just a little bit and look further than the horizon that you used to see, you'll see something that you've never seen before. The analysis suggests that sulfur dioxide pollution levels have dropped by 47% on the Highveld since the lockdown began on the 27th of March, while nitrogen dioxide levels appear to have dropped by 23% over the same period. And I'm guessing, I mean, it's an assumption here, but there's less cars on the road. There's not as many people driving. And a lot of these big, massive factories are not currently open.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's some good news for us, Danny. We're breathing in better air.
I love this. I do love this. And I'm actually thinking of climbing on my roof after this to check it out, what I can see.
I totally would do it. Yeah. And I would make a point of capturing either a photo or even just a memory in your mind. And a year from now to go stand in that exact same space and have a look out and see the difference. I was speaking to a friend from Dubai last night, and we were chatting about what this pandemic means for us, for the world, for individuals, for corporates. And I said something so profound that may resonate with you and anybody else that's listening. But a year from now, we're not going to remember that this happened. And I know that sounds ridiculous because we're going through something so crazy. But think of all the things that South Africa has been through. Think of like going to march against President Zuma or crazy stuff, like just all the crazy stuff that's happened in our country. And it's always a year from when it has happened. It feels like it was never real. Yeah. So I don't know. I live in the hopes that once COVID-19, once we've won this war against the virus, that it will become a distant memory. And I don't want it to be forgotten. So yeah, to go stand on your roof, take a photo and make sure you do it in a year from now again. And then you can see the difference.
We must never ever forget, because we always need to be super grateful for whatever restaurant or bar or friend or braai we can have and see and do, you know? And if we do that, we're going to just be where we were before this happened.
And I don't want to be there either. You're 100%.
I don't want to be that person.
I know. I mean, I'm A, your friend, and B, I follow your social media. But your Saturday ritual was going to go have a Beyond Burger at Spur. And I'm sure that you are missing that little ritual that you did now more than ever. And then the hope is that when you're able to go visit your local Spur again and support them, and also fill up your tummy with a Beyond Burger, that you'll never take it for granted. I think that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. But also, Phil and I were actually talking about that on Saturday. And you know what I miss the most about going to Spur? I miss the people that work at Spur. I miss seeing the grillers and the scullers and the waiters and the managers. I miss the people that I've formed a relationship with, and I really can't wait to see them.
I'm going to say something really crazy. Please don't think I'm weird, but I miss strangers.
Oh, I know. I know.
I really miss strangers. I miss going to a restaurant and seeing people next to you laughing and having a good time, or going to a bar and standing, ordering a drink and striking up a conversation with someone that you know nothing about. I miss strangers. I miss the kindness of strangers. That's my weird, crazy moments.
I have a weird, crazy moment too before we get into the next story. One of the things that I have found very strange about going shopping in this time, just when you have to get groceries, you've got to wear a mask now. And I have been out twice since we've had to wear masks and lockdown level 4. And I've got to tell you, I miss smiling at people and they can see that I'm smiling at them. Because I'm still smiling,
it is,
but no one can tell.
I coined it, the kindness of strangers. Yeah. It's just the kindness of strangers. I must tell you, I live in a state, and I've been going jogging every morning, and I have full precautions. I've got my mask on. I keep it on as long as possible. There's some moments on the jog where I pull it off just for a second to get a breath and then put it back on. When I'm around people, it's always on. But the most incredible thing that happens every single morning is every single person that I walk by or I run past, they walk past me. Everyone greets everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. Morning. Morning. Hope you're well. Hope you're staying safe. It's quite beautiful, actually.
Miss each other. Okay. Let's talk about some other good things, because there's loads happening on goodthingsguy.com. I want to talk about a South African corporate, another incredible South African corporate helping to feed the most vulnerable. Who is it?
Yeah, Danny, so I've said this from the beginning, right? For the last 30 years, one of the greatest backbones to South Africa are charities and organizations that support charities. They really do incredible work in our country to helping day-to-day South Africans. And even individuals. I mean, the simple KFC Add Hope program, where adding R2 helps feed kids. We're all kind of giving back all the time. But during this time and during this pandemic, there's been a lot of hungry South Africans who have needed help. And this is another corporate that we've featured, the Tebe Foundation, who initially provided 2,100 families with desperately needed food parcels. And that number just keeps growing. They just keep helping people in need with these food parcels that are so, so, so important. We wrote the story because it is important to remind South Africa that that there are these good foundations that are doing good things, but that you can help as well. So they have opened up a website, tebefoundation.org.za, where you can also pledge and sort of volunteer cash and any products or logistical contributions to help them get to more people and help more people along the way.
Love. You have to go and look at the pictures, because I didn't realize what so many food parcels looked like and how it's a mountain of food taller than the people that are giving it out, and how many people that will impact in such a beautiful, positive way.
Massive. Their ultimate aim, they've set a target of raising 10 million rand.
Wow.
That they will be pledging, and also from individuals that sponsor and donate. And that would go to feeding almost 14,000 families for a month. It's huge. The number of hungry South Africans keeps growing. And it's just beautiful to see other South African charities and organizations stepping up to help the most vulnerable in our country.
Yeah. If you want to check it out, you can get involved. The link is on the article, goodthingsguy.com. But I have posted all of those article links in the article on jacarandafm.com. Last one, Brent.
Yay!
Go, the last one. I want to talk about people doing the most during lockdown, right? Because there are some people that are doing everything. I mean, Rubber Duck is writing, releasing, recording songs and videos. And then there is a movie that has won an international film award. What?
Yeah. So the movie, which is, I mean, this is so crazy. The movie was filmed just before we went into hard lockdown. Okay. And it's all about, so it was filmed and then they've been editing and stuff during this time. It's a short film from South Africa. It's a company called The Edit Room. It's owned by Tammy and Dylan Marius. And their short film competed against 475 other little short films from around the world. And it won. South Africa's short film won. But if you watch it, it is hard. It's hard to watch because it shows what self-isolation does to someone. And Danny, we're incredibly lucky that we have our partners with us.
Oh, yeah.
Keep us sane and also to have some communication and interaction with it. It helps a lot. Yeah. If you are on your own for a seventh week and feeling anxious and feeling paranoid, it can drive you absolutely mad. So this short film is called Alone, and it shows a woman who's by herself in the millionth day of lockdown, whatever that is. And she's paranoid and anxious, and she's been waiting for a call from her mother. And it's all just very confusing. And at the end, there's almost like a public service announcement that they put up. I don't want to give away anything else. But they put up this public service announcement that depression and mental awareness is incredibly important during this time. So reach out. They say that the message around Alone is hang in there, look after yourselves, and reach out to others so they will know that they are not alone. Practice kindness and communication, and we will get through this, which I think is the little bit of motivation that we need. But brilliant, brilliant, brilliant production, brilliant filming, brilliant storyline, and brilliant that they've won this award.
If you want to watch the film, it is on goodthingsguy.com. Just click on, it was on the front page when I looked for it this morning, but there's also a link to it on the article that I wrote for jackrandfm.com. Now, Brent, speaking of jackrandfm.com, tomorrow is jackpot day. What's happening? What are we getting?
I'm so excited. So I've tried again with the COVID-19 series that I've been doing. I've been trying to dig into ways that we can get inspired by other people doing certain things. And specifically this week, I spoke to the GM of Gumtree. Why Gumtree? Well, Gumtree has been in South Africa for 15 years. It's an e-commerce website, which they are not allowed to trade during lockdown or level four. Yeah. But they have been doing some incredible things. And the reason I spoke to Claire was all about the evolution of business during this time and how other South Africans might be able to learn from this. Because even though people are not able to sell their services or products, they've opened up full new categories for COVID-19 where people can offer online services and other crazy things. And I just think it's really cool to see how businesses have evolved.
Same. And I love these because I think that they give us ideas. So if we have small businesses and we have no idea how to navigate this, but there are teams of people who can and do know, and we can always borrow one or two of their ideas. I love this.
1,000,000%. Again, I don't want to give anything away because I want everybody to go and download the podcast, but we also mentioned 17 items in your household that you could sell right now to make almost, I think it's 6,000 Rand. And it's what? Things that are just all around the house. Yeah, 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 yeah. So if you're battling with money and it's a little bit crazy, there are things around the house that actually have value that you think they might not have value. So that is going to be in the podcast and in the article tomorrow. And I'm excited to also help those South Africans that might find themselves in a really hard situation where you might not be earning your full salary or even earning a salary, but there are ways and means to try and make money. You can pre-sell on the platform now and then deliver after lockdown. It's all great. Like, it's really cool.
I love this. And that's 7:30 tomorrow on Jackpot.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Brent Lindekey, the Good Things Guy, thank you so much as always. I really, really love our Monday chats. I leave them feeling lighter. and happier.
I love our Monday chats, and I love being able to come onto the show and just deliver some hope. It is difficult. I know it's difficult. And I know that sometimes I can be really annoying where people look at me and they think, why is this guy always so happy? The reality is that I'm not. You should go follow me on social media. There are many days where I also have bad days. But I just want to remind everybody that there is always hope and there's always tomorrow. And if you're not feeling lacquer, you know, in advertising, they've got a thing called a duvet day where you can wake up in the morning and you can phone your boss or text your boss or WhatsApp your boss or not even contact your boss. You can let them know the next day. But you can be like, I'm taking a duvet day and I'm just cuddling up in my duvet. It's such a great explanation. I'm cuddling up in my duvet and I'm going to do whatever makes me happy. And it doesn't come off your leave. It's just a day that you take to recoup and just to get your feelings back where they need to be in an okay space. And that's I think, the message that I'll leave everybody with this week, is that you're allowed to feel what you're feeling, but just have hope that there'll be a better tomorrow.
For sure. Brent Linicky, are you going to say it?
Of course I am. And only good things, always.